From new brides to couples married 50 years. From those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
Hi.
Let's see if we are live with Julie and Michael, which would be so wonderful if we're all connected here on Hourglass Bride in our relationship show. It's been a crazy, amazing, insane day here. I am in Los Angeles, and for those of you that know, we had the San Bernardino shooting. So all of our suites, all of our security, all of our radio, all of our first responders. So it's so nice to finally take a breath. And I know we have a minute before we're jumping into break, you know, just a minute or two here. But I would love to introduce Julie and Michael as we have that incredible opportunity to do that. And for those of you that were listening to Monday's show and heard the accolades, we talk all about him and his incredible work and his gifts and his talents and all of the reasons that I think that you shouldn't take a step forward without him, whether you're searching for somebody in your life, whether you're looking to move, whether you're changing your phone number, whether you're starting your business, and that there really is a science to numbers that align with who you are and your spirit and your soul and your consciousness and your health and your happiness. And so, Julie, I'm so excited you're with us today.
Well, thank you, Nicole. I'm here live from the Manhattan Holistic Chamber of Commerce. Where we've just had our monthly gathering meeting of many interesting, eclectic people, professionals, doctors, as well as people in the holistic field on all levels. And if you're in Manhattan, please get in touch with me, and I'll let you know more about this fabulous group that gathers and also has all of these interesting events going on all levels of networking here.
I absolutely love that different energy fields right now. And I know that we're going to jump to break in just a moment.
Okay.
When we come back, I would love to talk about the holidays.
We'll do that, yes.
Because some people love the holidays.
And I love the holidays too.
Are so frightened by it. And so how that aligns with who we are. So more with Julie and Michael when we return here. Hourglass Bride and everything.
What is your life? I think everybody got what they
return in just a moment on Umtime.
People really kind of like stood there to help. You know, okay, well, I can definitely support you here. There's a lot of that.
Okay. Finally.
Bye-bye, everyone.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and I am back on Bridal Talk Radio, an Hourglass Bride with Julie and Michael, live from New York at a conscious event. And as we were sharing right before the break, that it's the holiday season here. I'm in Los Angeles. It has been an insane day here. And it's so funny. I don't know, Julian, if you saw my posting about the fact that I was wearing fatigues the other day.
Oh, my God.
I woke up and I just put on, I have my clothes scattered about all over the planet right now since I've been traveling. And it just seemed really, I saw a pair of fatigues from an old acting class and I thought, oh, that would be comfortable. And I had all the pockets. And then all day long I was out and about and people were so joyful and wonderful and lovely and happy. And I was thinking, isn't it great that it's the holiday season and how cheerful everybody is? And I love the fact that everybody's in the, holiday season. And then some man came over to me and he said, thank you for your service. And I realized that the joy and the love and the loyalty and the respect was because people thought that I had served. And it totally shifted everything. And as I was thinking today about having you on, I was thinking about this holiday season and how it changes for people. And so can your numbers kind of align your holidays as well and your new year? Can it calibrate it?
Well, yeah, it all depends on your own numbers, of course, because each number has its meaning, has its own language, from your name at birth, which is a blueprint, the name that you're using now, which is what you're putting out onto humanity, how you want people to feel and see you. And your birth date is your PIN number. It's your identification with yourself and your, your identity, your Akashic records, the records of your soul. So what is going on is that each day is a number and that number has a meaning and every day is a birth date. So in understanding that birth date, you understand a little bit more of what the universe is telling you about that particular day and how to access that information for yourself. And you were talking about the joy today with everything that's been going on around the world. It's interesting because I do a numerology pearls of the day on, and I'm on all the different sites from Facebook, Julian Michael, to Twitter, Julian Michael 11, to Instagram, Soul Magic, to LinkedIn, Julian Michael. And I spoke about smile and the whole world will smile with you. And what I meant by that, and I did the numerology, Nicole, of smile. Something was telling me to do the numerology of smile. S is a one.
Wow.
because it's the 19th letter of the alphabet, so it's a one. One and nine is 10 and one. Everything in numerology, reduce it to the digit. So it's a one. M is a four. I is a nine. L is a three. And E is a five. That comes out to a master 22-4. So I went, wow, that's interesting. The word smile is a master builder vibration. So when you do smile, the whole world smiles with you because you're building on the joy, on the jubilance. You're telling people, have hope, have faith, have trust. The sun will come out tomorrow. Just get yourself together as a 22-4. Get yourself together. Know that whatever's going on, life continues. And for whatever reason, if you have this information, you're a teacher. So here we are in December 12, 3, 1, 2, 3, known as the Creative Trinity. There's your three. And the three is the child. The three is joy. The three is the vibration in numerology that also is very creative in its expressiveness, self-expression, as well as expressing yourself as an artist, as a singer, as a writer, as a speaker, in some way, in activating that artistic genius within yourself and awakening it and empowering others. So this is a time of bringing light and joy into other lives and also speaking to them about what is real and what is happening, but from a place of don't worry and do whatever you can to stay in your body aligned and yet do what is necessary for you to continue with your life, with your mission, with your purpose, with what you're here to do. Don't allow these things to stop you where all of a sudden you get worried and all of a sudden you just want to go and buy guns and go and, you know, and go to war.
I love that you did the numerology of smile. You're such an exceptional person, and just the fact that you would even think to do that is just such a wonderful, wonderful element about you. And I'm just so enamored with you and your work. And I know that we're going to jump to a break in a couple minutes, but I wanted to ask you, so for the new year, when people make New Year's resolutions, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to make $1 million or have 10 new clients or buy a new house or whatever that is, can you change your future or your year by changing numbers in your life?
Oh, of course. Of course, because we ourselves, these numbers are frequencies. So we're working with frequencies. We're working with this light intelligence. So in understanding what the numbers are telling you. Today I was asked at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, a woman was asking me, she was going, you know what? In the last week, I've been seeing 555, 333, 1111. Is there any meaning to this? And I looked at her and said, of course. Of course there's meaning, but it's understanding the basic. If you know the basic numbers, if you know the story of just from 1 through 9, what the meaning is, then you'll understand more of what these angels, what this consciousness is telling you. For Yahoo News, I was asked what 1111 meant, and I told them, well, do you want the regular story or do you want more of a spiritual metaphysical one? And they said, you know what? Give us the spiritual metaphysical one. I said, okay. What it is an angel. You see 1111 or 11 somewhere, and it's the vibration of an angelic being. An angel is just telling you, hi, Nicole. I just want to say that I love you and thank you for all that you're doing and make a wish. What is it that you wish for? So these are gifts that are being given to us anytime, anywhere, any place, allowing us to access and also know that there is this visible world, but there's also an invisible world. And when we understand both and we have faith and trust in understanding that we live in both of these worlds, then we have a better understanding of why we're here. What's really going on in our true mission, which is unconditional love.
Wow, that's so beautiful, Julian. It really is. And I know we're jumping to the break in just a minute or two, but, you know, one of the things that's also always just been staggering for me is how many people leave at this time of year, how many people cross over and pass over and to other worlds and other realms and to new beginnings and other consciousness. And then how many babies are born at this particular time. And, you know, so I was curious when we come back, if you can maybe touch on that too, on the energetic gateways and doorways and pathways, because I know that right now it's an angel assist on the planet and that the music and the vibration, but it's just intriguing to me, somebody who does the work in consciousness, that, you know, is it something when you're doing somebody's numbers and when you're reading somebody or when you're doing your conscious work and your mediumship and your Reiki and your healing? And I mean, you are such a master at so many different modalities of consciousness. I mean, you really are. And each and every branch is something that it's stronger and stronger and stronger and protects people and guides people and shelters people and brings this great beauty and light to people's lives. And so I always love and appreciate your feelings and thoughts on everything.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
Absolutely.
And I'll be more than glad to speak more about this.
Absolutely. And just really quick, because I know that we have just maybe 1 minute, numerology. For those that are new to numerology, the definition of numerology.
It's a science, and the father of mathematics is the father of numerology, Pythagoras, Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. And he said everything in the universe is number, and that number has a meaning. We have letters in our name. Those letters correspond to numbers that have a frequency. We have birth dates. Those numbers have meaning, and they correspond to frequency. It's soul mathematics. And our names and birth dates create a map, a soul's numerology map of our evolution.
That's such a beautiful definition. Well, thank you for that. And more with Julie and Michael when we return here on Hourglass Bride and on everything relationships and how to make your wishes and hopes and dreams come true. And as it's the holiday season around the world and love and warmth and family and friends together, it's a perfect time to be
the best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix. Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and we are back with Julie and Michael on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio, having an amazing conversation about numerology and energy. And I love the fact that you did the numerology for the word smile and that it's so opening. I mean, it's really profound.
Well, each word, if you take the letters of any word and you really want to understand the in-depth soul's essence, meaning of that word, it's right there in the numerology. You can take any word. You can take love, L-O-V-E. L is a 3, O is a 6, V is a 4, and E is a 5, and that comes out to 18-9. And we're going into 2016. 2 and 0 is 0. 1 is 3. 6 is 9. Or 2 and 16 is 18-9. Hello. We're going to a very strong vibration of love. And yet, there's the 16, which is a part of it. The word hate, H-A-T-E, which is H is an 8, A is a 1, T is a 2, E is a 5, is a 1-6-7. And the hate comes from the fact that you don't understand what? The 16. And what is the 16? It's a deeper understanding. Sevens is a deeper understanding of the self. And in tarot, the 16th card is the tower card. And the tower card is the card of the tower, which represents that of the God self. Beings falling off the tower, male and female, that's the male parts of and female parts of yourself that are falling off, those erroneous parts of yourself, those parts that you don't understand. And what is the coup d'etat? What is the wonderful symbol that is all about the tower of the 16 and the 16 in 2016? A lightning bolt is hitting the tower. And what is that lightning bolt? That's the Kundalini. That's the Christos. That's the Chi. That's the life force essence that is awakening you to whom you are. But at the same time, if you don't want it, if you're not aware, or if you're just saying, I don't want this light, I don't want this energy, I don't want this awakening, and you go into a place of hate, the 16-7. So 2016 is all about the 9, love. It's all about the 9. And what is the 9 in numerology? All the numbers. All the numbers encompass the 9. There's 9 months to pregnancy. The human being is born then. So it starts back to 1. So the 9 is the 1 of standing on your own feet, being leader, being in charge. It's the 2 of union, of sharing. It's the 3 of the voice, creativity, fun, laughter, expansion of mind. It's the four of the four sides of the door: foundation, organization, discipline, the mind. The five in between the one and the nine. It's taking what serves you, moving forward. It's change, transformation, progress, freedom. It's the six of family, of responsibility, of home. Six is the vibration of the romantic, the lover. It's the seven of the mystic, the researcher, the philosopher, the scientist, the soul detective. It's the eight, which we've been in 2015, understanding power, owning your power. And the nine is live, love, let go, let God. Don't hold on to anyone or anything that you've been angry or you've been jealous or envious or wanted revenge or someone did something to you or some land or some politician is saying whatever they're saying and you're saying, oh, I hate that guy or I hate that organization or I hate those people. Don't go there. Because if you go there, you get blocked, your vision gets clouded, and you're not in love, to love. Because one of the reasons we're here is to understand what love is. Yes. And the animals are all about love.
They are.
They're all about love because the animals are teaching us their language. And their language is animal communication, which is pictures. You want to talk to your animal? Send them a picture. And then all of a sudden, they'll send you a picture back. That's how animals communicate, telepathically, in that way. Animals are teaching us the frequencies of light intelligence, the frequencies of love. Animals don't walk around going, oh my God, you know what? I don't like that guy, Donald Trump. I don't like the Republican Party. And I'm sick and tired of you know, watching these movies on television or seeing these cop shows on television and TV or these movies. You know, they're so horrible. Animals don't walk around like that. They're in the now. They're teaching us the now, how to be in the moment. They come from love. They come from a place of serenity, of beauty, and being in that moment. Plants don't go around going, oh man, you know what? The dollar is falling and I don't know, you know, there might be a depression and we might, you know, all be, you know, selling apples soon. Plants don't worry. But if you want to talk to a plant, sing to your flowers. And open yourself up. Those flowers will sing back to you. Everything has consciousness. And that's what the nine is all about. We're here to understand the consciousness. The one with the top zero of the nine. Being one with the divine. Consciousness of divinity. God consciousness is everything and everyone is a part of that.
It always looks like a lollipop to me, that nine.
Or a balloon that you can just take off, go into other dimensions, other frequencies, other worlds. But as a balloon, that one is there, so you're grounded, and with that zero on top, you can move or go anywhere you want, or it's a portal, a window, where you can travel and go inside and experience whatever it is that you deserve to experience for yourself, your growth, and your evolution.
Just fantastic. I mean, I love all of this. It's just, it opens your heart and your spirit and your soul and your consciousness. I love the change. I love that numbers can be so evolutionary and so aligned and so awakening and so aware, as if you're saying, somebody says, I saw 111, or I saw 4, or I saw 9, or, you know, the address in the building in which they move. And so if somebody changes their phone number, if they're saying, okay, my business isn't doing well, or my love life isn't doing well, nobody is calling me for dates, and they change their phone number, will that change the energy then of the people calling in?
Of course, because the sum of the numbers is what the energy of the communication of the way you're using your phone and the way you're communicating and the way you're listening and the way you're dealing with people, if it's family members, if it's lovers, if it's clients, if it's strangers, whatever it is, it's all there in the numbers.
Mm.
My telephone number is 323-384-1333. I got this number years ago when I was given five numbers when I was getting my iPhone or whatever it was called. I don't think they were called iPhones. And whatever, I got this phone number, which was like 15 years ago. And I was given five numbers. And there I am doing the numbers. And I'm going, I like this one because my telephone number 323-384-1333 comes out to a 336, which is the master vibration of being the master of words, the teacher of teachers. The 33 is known as the Christos, Christ consciousness. It's a high Venus energy, high Buddhasattva energy, an energy of service to the world. So I chose that because I felt it was time for me to be of service to the world and its people.
And you certainly are. Julian, on Monday I was talking all about your daily pearls.
So yes.
You share them on the show because I love and appreciate them.
Well, something that I realized that we have a birth date every day. Every day is a birth date. So today is 12/3/2015. So 12 and 3 is 15. 2015 is broken down to an 8. 8 and 15 is 23, which is a 5. So today, birth date is, and you can break it down, 3/3/8/14/5. So 3 is all about, again, it's about communication, expression. It's about how you express yourself. It's also not only how you express yourself. And it's not only about today, also if you have 3s, if you're born in March, if you're born on the 3rd or the 12th or the 21st.
For just a second, because we're going to jump to break in just a minute, and I want to make sure that everybody hears this. So can we continue this when we come back from break? Because I think it's so intriguing. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So more with Julian Michael when we return here at Hourglass Bride on our new.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Dr. Kevin here. And I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Brandon, we are back with Julian Michael. So, Julian, right before the break, we were talking about the Daily Pearls.
Yes.
I love and I follow. I mean, it is probably one of my favorite parts of my whole entire day. And it's funny because it's almost like they tell you that there are things that you should set patterns in your life, like exercise every day, eat healthy, meditate, say prayers every day. I find it's integrated in my healthy living and wellness, that my life is actually better aligned. It's better conscious. My awareness is more in tune. I'm more focused. My visions and the things in my life really happen and manifest so much quicker just by being able to follow your Daily Pearls.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes. I was talking about the threes, and it's not only about communication, expression, but it's also the three is that person that you're speaking to, do they understand what you're saying? It's important for you to know that so many times we're speaking, but the person doesn't understand. Watch them, feel them. And if you feel that, you know what, I don't know if they're getting it, ask them. And most of the time they say, oh, yeah. Say it again in a different way, slower, from a different angle. Allow yourself to be understood. So today is a day to allow yourself to be understood in regards to owning your power 2015, believing in who you are, and the five is moving forward in this new paradigm and not getting caught up in the hypnosis as well as media's matrix, realizing that we ourselves are teachers, teachers of the word, and the word is this power that we are, that we have. And as we go into 2015 to understand even more of the power of love.
That's just so beautiful, Julian. And so for people that want to get your Daily Pearls and to work with you and align their new year, what's the best way for people to find you?
Well, first they can find me on my website, julianmichael.net. They can see my pearls on Facebook, Julian Michael, or my Twitter, julianmichael11. Or my LinkedIn, Julian Michael. Or my Instagram, Soul Magic, SOLMAGIK. And be more than glad to befriend you as well as send you the pearls every day. And if you don't have these, just call me or go to my email, which is soulmagic, S-O-L-M-A-G-I-K, at Hotmail, and we'll figure something out for the pearls or for sessions or however I can serve you in any which way.
I so appreciate you, Julian, and truly. And I post, you know, your postings are very often on my Facebook and on my sites as well, so you can always find Julian on my sites and link to him, and I just love his work. It's so exceptional, and it's just evolutionary, and it's changed so many lives of people I know and love and work with around the world. It's just really extraordinary. And Julian, I was asking you at the top of the show about when people leave, come, you know, babies that are born and people that are leaving this planet. And so is there a number to Christmas that opens a gateway for people to leave at this particular time or be born at this particular time? Or is it more an energy because the angels are here that it's a chosen assist to come in and to go?
Well, the angels are always here. But the reason why, as you said, people are leaving more towards the end of the year is because the end of the year is an encapsulation of all the energy and frequencies of the whole year, as well as being December, which is a 12, it's the highest of the vibrations. You have 12 astrological signs. You have 12 in the clock. So this is completion to the 12 of this trinity, this 1, 2, 3 trinity. And more light is coming in at this time. And how much light can you take? And also, sometimes it's time to say goodbye. It's time to say, and also the gods have spoken, and they're saying, it's time to get ready, and it's time to go to your next journey, to your next step, to your next frequency, wherever it is that you need to go. Because I love what the Bhagavad Gita says. The Bhagavad Gita says there is no life. There's no birth. There's no death. You just are. So we're in a continuous flow. And when you realize that, one, you're not afraid of dying. And two, you really embrace life. And it's everyday activities and it's moments. And you realize how important each breath that you take, each heartbeat that beats in you, it's so important. And would birth the same way. So here people are leaving and at the same time, there's new births coming in for this new paradigm, for this shift, for this quickening that's taking place, for this cosmic internet to occur. Because with most children, there's no prejudice. With most children, there's no hate. They're programmed by their parents or by cultures or whomever, whatever, to do that, but they come in with this amazing energy of love. These children are cherubs. These children are amazing beings. They're of the Christ. They're of the Buddha. There's a celebration that takes place when children come in. I ask people to meditate on your conception. Meditate on your birth. Experience what it is to be here at this time. And for children that are coming in, there's a reason why they're coming in at this time. Because they're the ones who are not only crystal and violet and these different names being given to these children. These children are of cosmic consciousness. They're of the love vibration. They're of a child of God that is beyond anything in our imagination.
I'm so pleased you said that. My little cousin was born the other day, and I posted his picture, and he looks like a baby Buddha. He looks so just at ease. And so centered and so at peace and so glorified at just a couple of minutes old. It was the first picture I've ever seen like that. Then I went, oh my gosh, look at this enlightened being. It just astonishing that light is coming in at that speed right now.
Yes. I saw that picture and it was beautiful. And I even wrote down, welcome to planet Earth. and it'll be so nice for you to share your wisdom, your grace, your kindness, and love. I just did numerology on twins that I posted on my Facebook and LinkedIn and all those other sites, Instagram and Twitter. And it was extraordinary. These two little girls born in January, but they're so totally different, and they're twins. But they're so beautiful. They shine with this amazing energy. But they already have their own characters, their own personalities. I even told the mother, I said, you know what? When they start talking, they're going to ask you for the keys to the car, and they're going to say, I want my own, you know, condominium.
That is so funny. Well, Julian, it's such a joy having you here. And so if you're looking to get married, if you're looking for a new house, looking for a new phone number, a new business to name your children, to be able to vision their births, or for anything important in your life that you want to line up to the center of the all of who you are, your joy, your happiness, your oneness, your peace, your unity, your vision, your hope, your dreams, your light, your happiness, reach out to Julian Michael, because he really is so incredibly gifted. And Julian, it's such a pleasure having you on the show, and wish you a wonderful holiday season and a very healthy and a happy new year. And so look forward to having you back with us in the new year.
No, Cole, thank you so much. And happy and joyous, creative, prosperous holiday season to you. Happy New Year to you, as well as to all the viewers and listeners, and to everyone, every sentient being that is living and breathing and loving.
Absolutely magnificent. Well, we look forward to seeing you next week. From Julian Michael and myself, this is Nicole Brandon, wishing you the happily ever after, a life of happiness and joy and peace and euphoria and bliss, and that each and every one of your wishes and dreams comes true. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you Monday on Passionate Living. To get a copy of tonight's show or any of our download shows, please feel free to send a text message to 55678. The message is simply Nicole. See you next week. Bye-bye.